This week, members of Philadelphia's Chinese and Mexican communities got together to have dinner with some of the city's mummers. They each prepared a dish unique to their culture. And as WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, it was the latest in a string of dining events at the Reading Terminal Market.
A Chinese chef demonstrated how to make pork dumplings, traditionally made for Chinese New Year. And the mummers shared their New Year's tradition, which is made with the same meat. Rocco Galelli, a caterer, demonstrated how to make an Italian stuffed pork loin.
So as you spread the cheese throughout, once it bakes, it will melt, and it will act as a glue, keeping all the spinach and the roasted peppers together.
The after-hours dinner at Reading Terminal Market also featured Christina Martinez, a Mexican immigrant who entered this country illegally. She prepared handmade tortillas with tomatillo sauce, just as she makes in the barbacoa restaurant she co-owns in South Philadelphia with her American husband, Benjamin Miller.
She's living here as an undocumented person, and even though we're married, she still can't get papers.
Mayor Jim Kenney was also on hand to foster intercultural dialogue.
We all have to stick together. And the best way to stick together is to eat together.
The structured dinner started with cooking demonstrations and then eating and then talking about food traditions. This is the sixth such dinner organized by the manager of Reading Terminal Market, Anuj Gupta.
The last session we did, it was bring together Cambodian community with South Philadelphia residents. Two of them stood up at the end of the night and they said, "We realize we've both been through a similar struggle in terms of our communities." You wouldn't have that exchange necessarily but for something like this.
Gupta got help from Philadelphia's Commission on Human Relations, the same commission that organized cultural sensitivity training for mummers last year in response to offensive behavior during the New Year's Day parade in 2016. The board chair, Rue Landau, wanted to include the mummers in these dinners to continue that multicultural exposure.
Oh, this absolutely is a part of it. There's no doubt. And for a lot of the mummers, they're looking for more opportunities to get to know different groups and to make these connections.
One of the participants in the dinner was Fred Keller from 2nd Street in South Philadelphia.
If I'm from 2nd Street, I'm a mummer.
He used to be the captain of the Joker's Fancy Brigade. Now he's an officer for the Fancy Division.
We're part of the fabric of the city like everyone else, and it's a good way to let people know what mummers are. You know, we're just celebrating New Year's Day like every other culture has their day that they celebrate.
This was the final dinner of the first round of meals. The next round will invite the same cultural groups to share dinners with the goal of learning techniques they can take back to their respective neighborhoods to develop multicultural awareness. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.